Masechet Kelim, Perekaf Bet, Mishnah, Yod. We'll continue talking about different styles of seats. We'll first talk about something that was like a toilet. They would have a bowl on the bottom and something that they would sit on top of made out of leather that would enable them to go to the bathroom. Mishnah says, Ha'asla teme'a midras u'temem'et. A bathroom chair could become tameh through tumat midras because people would sit on it. And also it could become tameh through tumat met, any involvement with a corpse. Pedesha ha'or tameh midras v'habarzel tameh tememet. If the leather seat got separated from the frame, the seat could become tameh with tumat midras because people would sit on it on its own as a mat. And the metal frame could become tameh from a corpse because even though it cannot be used as a seat anymore without the leather, it's a useful keli that has a use on its own. So this component was made of a leather seat with a metal frame. So here they're separated from each other. The leather seat could still become tameh through tumat midras, and the frame could be tameh through tumat met. We'll next talk about a teraskal, which is a container made from willow wood, board of willow wood wrapped in leather. The leather went around all four sides of the board and it created a rim around it, so now it could contain certain things. It was also used as a cushion when a person wanted to sit down. Hatiraskal shehipuyo shel or tameh midras utememet. A traskal that the cover was made of leather could become tameh from tumat midras because people would sit on it, and also it could become tameh from a corpse. Peresha, if the cover, the leather cover, and the wood separated from each other, ha'or tameh midras, bateraskal tahor bikilum. The leather could become tameh through tumat midras because people would still lie down on it or sit on it as a mat, and the teraskal, the wooden part, is tahor from all forms of tum'ah. It cannot become tameh through tumat midras because people wouldn't sit on the board if it was without that leather. And it also does not become tameh through regular corpse tum'ah because it's not a container anymore. Safsalin sheba midhatz, a bench that was in a bathhouse that people would sit on when they were bathing. It was made of stone and it also had ushter aglav shel etz and had two legs that were made of wood. We say tameh, the two legs could become tameh, even though the stone seat cannot become tameh, stone cannot become tameh, the wooden legs become tameh, even though we usually say that anything attached to a tahor object takes on that status, we don't apply that to wooden legs because the seat becomes unusable without the legs to hold it up high, so therefore we view the main component of the bench is the wooden legs, and they still could become tameh. Ahad shel etz v'ahad shel even tahor. If one of the legs is made of wood and one of them was made of stone, then the entire bench, including the one wooden leg, is tahor. It's unusable with a missing leg, and therefore, the stone leg that's with the wooden leg is fundamental. And therefore, the wooden leg is considered to be an extra secondary part to the attached bench. And therefore, we say that the wooden leg, which is attached, could still only become, is tahor going forward. The bathhouses of old had water that was used and dirty on the floor of the outside. In order to allow people to walk on it and for their clothes not to get dirty, they would put wooden boards on the floor. People would then use those wooden boards sometimes to sit on them. And we'll talk about tumat midras in that context. Hanesarim sheba midhatz sheshigeman, boards that are placed on the floor in the bathhouse that one made smooth. They made them smooth. Rabbi Akiva metameh v'hachamim taharin. Rabbi Akiva says that making them smooth, making them sittable. Normally, a flat piece of wood would not be subject to any form of tum'ah, but in this case, an action was done, it was smooth, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, it was turned into a seat, and therefore, it could become tameh through tumat midras. But the hachamim say, no, the boards are tahor. She'en anasuyin ela she'yu hamayim mehalchin tahtehen, because the only function of them is for dirty water to go under them, even though the boards were made smooth and a person could sit on them. The primary purpose behind these boards is to protect people and their clothes from becoming dirty. So therefore, they're not subject to tumat midras. Kankilin sheyesh ba bit kabalat kesut teme'ah. A fumigator which is a wooden utensil that a person would put clothes on, and there would be a burning spices on the bottom, and it would give a nice fragrance to the clothes on top. The fumigator here, that's shaped like a basket that has a place to hold clothes, it could become tameh because it's a wooden utensil that has a container. But the one that's made like a beehive, that there's, it's open at all ends, and the clothing is spread on top, it's not being placed inside of it, we say that type is tehora. It's has no container, and therefore it cannot become tameh.